Hello, everyone, and welcome to our delegate video conference. I'm glad you're all here. I've just put a little note in the chat asking everybody, when you introduce yourself, please tell us your name, your COSA, which meeting you represent, if you're a delegate for the first time, and if you have any barriers. There we are. And Sandy, no worries about your camera. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. Frankie's just joined us. Hello. Let's start by all taking a deep breath and saying the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Courage
to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference.
Welcome. I'd like to start with introductions today, and I'll start with myself. I'm Jean, and I am the delegate liaison, and I represent the Thursday night meeting out of Richmond, which is International 31, and I'm delighted to see everybody today. I'm going to call you one by one, so if you would, please follow me with introducing yourself. Mary, would you unmute and introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, I'm Mary from the Sunday night meeting in Houston, Texas. I am not a first-time delegate, and the only barriers to my participation, we're having a lot of wind here, and I don't think it'll knock me off, but I don't know, and I have a cat that keeps wanting to go outside, but she can't. So anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Mary. If you get knocked off, please log back in. We will readmit you.
Will do.
Kim, would you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. Hi, I'm Kim from Amakosa. I'm from the California 13 meeting, the Circle of Hope, on Wednesday night in Irvine, California, and I'm a returning delegate.
Thank you and welcome. Lori, would you introduce yourself, please?
Sorry, that took me a second. I'm on a new computer my kids got me, so thank you for your patience. Hi, I'm Lori. I'm a really grateful COSA. I represent the Connecticut Love and Hope group. It's the only group in Connecticut. I think its number is 02. And I'm really happy to be here. I was hoping to have someone come just in case I'm too ill in May. I was hoping that a fill-in was going to be here with me in the meeting tonight, but she's not here. I will make sure she gets the information. So thank you all. I'm so happy to be here.
Shilpa?
Hello, everyone. My name is Shilpa, Grateful COSA. I am representing the Long Beach Monday evenings a new beginning meeting, and I am a first-time delegate.
Brilliant. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Sandy, can you unmute and introduce yourself, please?
Of course. Thank you. Hi, I'm Sandy. I am representing the Literature in Development Committee today, and I'm very happy to be here and so happy to see so many delegates. So, thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Linda, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, I'm Linda P., Grateful Recovering COSA. I'm here representing, I believe it's California 09, the Oakland Monday night meeting.
Thank you. Frankie?
Hi, everyone. I'm Frankie, Grateful Recovering COSA. I am representing our UK intergroup meeting, and I am a returning delegate. With regards to barriers, none right now, but shortly I need to feed and put my son to bed, so I may turn off my camera if I if he fidgets too much. But I will be here and listening. Thank you.
Thank you, Frankie. Alicia, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, Alicia M. I'm COSA and I am representing the Saturday morning San Francisco meeting, California 01. In terms of barriers, none for this meeting, but for the May 27th delegate meeting, I'm starting a new job next week. And so I'm, you know, hoping I can attend and planning to attend, but there might be a possibility that I won't be able to. So I'm hoping my meeting can identify a backup. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. Thank you. Let's go straight to Juliana.
Hi, Juliana. I'm representing the COSA board. I'm chair of the outreach committee and vice president of the board. And so I don't have any current barriers. I did have to run off for a minute at my mom's and she was leaving and then I'll be leaving before she comes back. So apologize for that. But I'm looking forward to sharing what the board knows and listening to what y'all have to say and being the in between. Thanks.
Thank you. And Marlene, would you please introduce yourself?
I just unmuted. Yes, I'm Marlene in New Orleans, and I'm representing the 10th Step telemeeting. I don't know if we have a delegate for the 11th Step telemeeting, and in that, if we don't, then I will be also aware of my responsibility to them. I am... I think I've had 10 conventions, 10 delegate meetings since 2008. I've only missed two. And yesterday I tried to dial in on my phone, but I couldn't figure out how do you capitalize a D on your keypad.
Well, I'm very glad that you figured out how to be with us today. So welcome. Thank you all for introducing yourself. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Juliana, who will tell us about what's happening with the board. Thank you, Juliana.
All right. Thank you. So let me bring up my document here. All right. So lots of stuff happening. It's always refreshing attending a board meeting just because everyone there is working really hard and everyone has their things that they're really focused on and specializing in and good at. And it just really meshes well together. So, you know, there's always a need for new people, which I guess that will take me to the nomination committee. So the nomination committee will be putting forward one candidate, I believe one, possibly two, but I think one. And so that's for this coming election. But keep in mind, you can always nominate yourself or someone else for future years. Like, oh, I've got this person who's really great. They can't do it this year, but they're interested the next year. Let us know. So, or at least let the nomination committee know. So never too early to start putting names up, including your own. So I can give you more information about what all is involved in that. There's a seventh tradition committee. And their task is mostly updating the verbiage on the website for Seventh Tradition. It was really minimal and vague before. So they're really working on kind of tightening up that language. The outreach committee, which I'm on, the first thing to talk about is there's a questionnaire. Next year's convention is in New York. Well, I'll take it back. Next year's SAA convention is in New York and it's not on Memorial Weekend. And so we're thinking that as COSAs, we need to know what works best for us. Like next year, future years, is that a good time of year for us? Is it, you know, do we need to be more selective about locations? And so there is a questionnaire that's out. It's in the balance. Not sure if it's on the website yet or not, but it will be if it's not already. And this is just a questionnaire to find out, what do you think? What's important to you? What would nurture you the most at a convention. So that's what that's about, just so we can get more information about how to best help you and the people at your meetings. There is an outreach committee branch in Europe, as Frankie's familiar with, I'll bet. And so they are, especially Joe, who's on the board, is amazing and has done so much work to really help, really disseminate information, make literature more available. And so I guess we'll be hearing more about that from our literature committee rep. So that anyway is very exciting, and they're just growing by leaps and bounds. It's really amazing. There is a COSA teen meeting sponsored by Outreach. So the idea is for teens from 13 to 18 to help them have their own place for experience, strength, and hope. And we can give you, I don't want to take up too much time, we can give you a lot more information about that. There will be an informational meeting at the convention and a team meeting online at the convention. And Spanish translation of SEPs and several of the pamphlets is ongoing. Literature committee, I think I will let the literature committee rep talk about that. Budget committee is always very diligent about keeping all their numbers in line. So all the budget will be available for you to vote on at the convention. Tech committee, the main things that they're working on is how to increase searchability for our website. Online, there's all kinds of little tricks and behind the scenes things that they can do there. And also they've been getting a lot of information and feedback from delegates about, you know, because it's a pretty new website, information from delegates and members about, do the pictures represent who we are? Do we like the wording? Is it easy to use? And so they are constantly doing updates and revamps and trying to make it more user-friendly and more inclusive and more representative. So, but they really appreciate your feedback and your input, because that's the only way they know what to change. So I think that's it.
Thank you so much. I'd like to open up the meeting for any questions you might have for Juliana.
Yes.
This is Shilpa. Yes. I forgot to take notes while you were talking, so I just wanted to know, where can I go back to see the recording again if I need to take notes for my group?
Can I answer that one? Just to say that you will be receiving an email which will have a link to all of the notes, and that email will probably come through a little bit faster than it goes, than you'll see the notes on the website, just because that's the way it works. So as soon as those are available, I'll email those directly to you. And everybody who is a registered delegate will get those. And now is a great time to say, if you haven't registered, please do, because any emails that I am sending as a delegate liaison only go to registered delegates. So please do register.
Thank you.
And awesome. I have a question.
Let me just tack on. So a summary of everything I just said, which I know I blew through it really fast and I didn't even say everything on my page. I'm going to send that summary to Jean just to make sure that all the information that I said is there also. Okay. Yes. Linda.
Thanks, Juliana. I just had a question about the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. You said it was going to be, it has come out in the balance, and yes, at some point it'll be posted online. Is it possible that that could be sent to all the delegates so that it would be, rather than having to go dig it up, that it would be something that I would remember to bring to my group?
Yes, that it also should go out by fellowship email if it hasn't already.
Okay.
So if it's not there now, any day now, it should go out. I know it's already been through expedited review. So it should be coming out, like I said, soon, if it's not
okay. Because I don't know if it's just me, but I don't remember seeing it yet. So
it could be, it could be that it's, not okay there yet. So, but I will check to make sure that it's going to go out there. And I will check to make sure that it does get put on the website.
Maybe when, I don't know if this is hard to do, but maybe when the the summary of the minutes for this meeting go out to delegates, maybe that could go with it. Is that possible?
Sounds like a good idea to me. So I'll send that along with the other information that I have. That'll be perfect.
Thank you.
I have a question, Marlene.
Hi, go ahead, Marlene.
Thank you. So the finance committee, are there alarms, red flags waving as to whether we're going to have the number of hotel rooms needed to not have to pay for the convention meeting rooms? Are we supposed to be trying to solicit more people to come to the physical convention?
All right. So as far as alarm bells regarding the finance committee, just budget-wise, we're doing about the same this year as previous years. It's a little hard to tell how things are because of the pandemic. And, you know, everything's weird for the last 2 years. But compared to prior years, we're on track.
Particularly about the rooms. Yes. That's what I was wondering.
Yes. And as far as the rooms, that would be not the budget and finance committee. That would be the convention committee, which I knew I was leaving somebody out. The convention committee. And so I do not know how many people are registered. I will find that out. And Jean, I'll get that information before I send the other stuff to you so you can have updated numbers. Is that good? Okay. Yeah, so I know they haven't had a whole lot of registration yet, but that's usually how it goes, especially with the pandemic. And, you know, people don't know if there'll be another surge. You know, people don't want to commit yet. And so as much as people usually wait to the last minute, people are really going to wait to the last minute to make their to sign up this year. So I'll get the numbers that we have. It's not going to be conclusive at all.
I have an appeal also. The hotel is 18 miles from the airport. And when I looked into it, you know, by taxi, it's $100. By Uber, it's $50. But there's a monorail that's just $2.50 and it stops just a couple blocks from the hotel. I surely would like it if there could be some big notice that you can actually get to the hotel in an economical way.
Okay. And yeah, so that I will also bring that to the convention committee about. So you want them to just make people aware of the monorail. And Marta, also, I would assume that the hotel has a shuttle that goes to the monorail,
no,
but it doesn't.
I mean, they may have a shuttle to the monorail, but people looking at, okay, I fly into Atlanta, then I have 18 miles to the hotel.
Yeah. So
that
I'll
very
ask,
discouraging.
Yes. I will find out about if there's a hotel shuttle going to the monorail, because that would be the convenient.
Two blocks yeah, from, because I called the hotel and they said it's just 2 blocks from the monorail.
Okay. I will look into that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori?
Julana, hi.
Hi.
Do you know who the head of the committee is for the convention?
It is Joe and Chris, both board members.
Okay. Because the hotel room thing last year, it went right down to the wire, and it was a really big deal. So I don't remember whether we wound up having to pay for them or not, but it was like one or two rooms that made a difference. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe a good idea would be to say if you register by this date, you get $10 off your room, you know, like. Well,
yeah, we already have a discount. The room prices are already discounted. They're convention pricing.
Right. No, I just meant like an incentive.
Like a rebate from us. Like a rebate.
Right.
From,
right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
an
I'll mention that. That's
to get
idea.
In early.
Okay.
So I'd do anything to save $10.
I'll mention
anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Does anybody have any other questions? All right, well then, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'll be on the whole time. So if you think of a question at the end, which is usually when I think of questions, I'll be able to answer them then too. And you can text me, message me also.
Brilliant, thank you. All right, so we're going to move on now. I'm going to share my screen. And we don't want to see that. We want to see this. Guidelines for participation at the 2022 annual delegate meeting. All participants must have registered through the COSA website by May 6, 2022. The cost of registration for in-person attendees is $60, which includes lunch. The suggested donation for online participation is $15. Only elected delegates from a registered meeting or current board members may receive voting privileges. In order to maintain the integrity of the group conscience, voting and the agenda, we are only able to accommodate in-person visitors. Eligible attendees, delegates from registered COSA groups, current board members, registered attendees, in-person only. Those would be board nominees, presenters of the proposals submitted by April 1st, 2022, the delegate liaison and mentee. Rules for attendance. Must respect the ISO of COSA safe communication procedures, must respect the decision-making model for discussion and voting. Non-voting registered attendees will not be allowed to vote. If time allows, non-voting registered attendees may speak once all voting members have had an opportunity to do so. The decision regarding time is at the discretion of the facilitator or the board chair. Voting privileges. All delegates will have full voting privileges as long as they are registered before May 6, 2022 and are present for both the discussion and the vote on a topic. We will review the protocol for participation and voting in the third delegate teleconference, which will be held on Saturday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and again on Sunday, April 24th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During these meetings and the refresher meetings, which will be held on Saturday, May 7th at 12, and on Sunday, May 22nd at 3, there will be voting practice. Attendance at one of these meetings is mandatory for all delegates who will be participating in the annual delegate meeting. Voting materials, which in the past have been given to packets have been prepared for delegates and they have received them prior to the annual delegate meeting this year. All voting materials will be available on the COSA website prior to and during the delegate meeting. No packets will be given. So you'll either need to print your own or to have some device available to you so that you can see them during the meeting. Right of decision. We are committed to providing those in attendance with a voice. However, it's important that time constraints are respected. We empower the facilitator and the board chair to make decisions about what time will permit. This means that they have the right of decision regarding what is best, what will best serve the meeting, whether it will be removing an agenda item so that all in attendance may speak, or asking for a group conscience regarding the best course of action. As a participant, you must register before May 6, 2022. Online only, it's important for you to download the Zoom app, which is free and easy to do, have the equipment necessary, a PC, laptop, tablet, or smartphone with a Zoom app downloaded, and a functional camera and microphone. And your equipment must be functional on the test day. Voting practice for all. Attend one of the four voting practice days, which I've already mentioned, on April 23rd, April 24th, May 7th, and May 22nd. If you have any questions about any of this, we'll cover it now, but you can also email me at the delegate liaison at COSA-recovery.org web address. And also, just so everyone knows, that login details are consistent for all video conferences and the annual delegate meeting. So if for any reason you don't think you have the correct, or you don't think that you have the details you need, every time you log in, it's the same login. And I will continue to send that out to each of you. Virtual safety guidelines. We ask that all delegates arrive 5 minutes prior to the start of the meeting. Sign in, please, displaying the name you registered with, your first name and last initial. Display the registered meeting you are representing, the location and code. You can look this up at the meeting code, and I'll show you where that is in a moment. If you are not attending as a delegate, please indicate your title. For example, Jane D., Santa Rosa, California 27, delegate liaison, Joe D., board member. And attire. Certain attire may be triggering for others. Practice consideration and dress accordingly. Stay attentive, avoid cell phone use and texting, minimize distracting movements, eating, etc. Meetings are private and anonymous. We make sure that we are the only persons others in the meeting can see and that the meeting participants are only visible to us. Consider using earbuds if there is another person nearby and is able to hear anything. Remain muted at all times unless requested to unmute by the speaker or by a trusted servant, tracking those who wish to exercise their right of voice during time to sharing. Please keep your video on. If your video must be turned off, please message the co-host in a private chat to maintain the safety of our meeting. Communicate any barriers at the beginning of the meeting. For example, if your location has people or activities going on, the host or co-host may have to suddenly stop your video. And messaging. To keep the meeting manageable and focused, please refrain from making comments to everyone in the chat. Instead, please message the appropriate people through a private chat to indicate that you wish to speak or have a question. This will be explained and rehearsed during the voting practice days. And I'm going to move on to...
I have a question.
Yes.
We've had need to refer to the safe communication procedures in our individual meetings. And I, when I looked last, could not find them and felt like they had been taken down in between delegate meetings. Is that true, or is there some place where we can find them?
I will tell you, yes, you have a very sharp eye. They were taken down to be updated. So they are back online, and I'll show you exactly where those are in a moment. So yes, they were taken down, and yes, they are back up and they are updated, and I will review those with you.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, this is Linda, that I think Alicia was asking in the chat about where to go to register as a delegate. So
yes, we're going to be covering that.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Linda. All right, so I'm going to screen share again and show you about where to register. Okay, this is the image you'll see as soon as you go onto the COSA-recovery.org website. And if you take a look at the drop-down boxes here, it says delegate. And if you follow that down and hit the annual delegate meeting, it's a little slow, but it will take you, promise. It's coming. It will take you to the annual delegate meeting page. And that's where you're going to find the registration. Here it is. So this is what the page looks like. And if you'll see it's 2022 annual delegate meeting registration is now open. You can register below. So if you follow this straight on down, you'll see this bit that says COSA annual delegate meeting registration. And we'll go through this. So yes or no, for me, it's a yes. Okay, type of registration, delegate registration. You can either register in person or online. So I will be an online participant. So that's where I will click. And then my first name and last initial go here. And because of needing to reconcile credit card payments, your last name will go here. It's the only time your last name will be used. Your email address will go here. Telephone number here, country here. For me, that's where it ends, but for people in the US, city and state here. And then you'll see this says, please select the COSA meeting you're registering as a delegate. Okay, so this is another drop-down menu and it's all alphabetized. So I'm International 31. I come down here and I find my meeting, which is right there. and I select my meeting and it fills this space. And then this is really important. Is this my first delegate meeting? It's not my first delegate meeting, but it's Alicia's. So she would click this link here. And then she has an option. Does she want a delegate mentor? So a delegate mentor is somebody who will explain any questions specifically to a new delegate. So you get to know your delegate mentor ahead of time. You make contact. You talk about voting procedures. And it's just sort of a buddy who can guide you through the process should you need that. And that for those of us who have been delegates before, it's very helpful if you sign up to be a mentor, because then I can match you one-to-one. And to become, the matching I do. So if you'd like to be matched, please email me or you can put it in the chat. Then, as mentioned earlier, an alternate delegate is very helpful. And if you can find an alternate delegate for your meeting, it's really important, because you may not be able to participate for all of it, or you may find that on the day you can't be there. So if there's somebody that you have identified prior to the meeting who can come and learn how to vote at one of the video conferences, please include their name, their email, and their phone number, because then you have a backup. The Zoom delegate registration fee is $15. And this is the important part, you need to hit register now. So there were questions earlier about where to find materials. If you go down beneath the lavender, you'll see delegate meeting guide documents. So this is all of the documents that you'll need to review prior to, and we will have reviewed in all of the video conferences, but it's the delegate checklist and responsibilities, delegate business meeting, guidelines for participation, delegate meeting rules of order, delegate meeting voting guide, and the ISO of COSA Safe Communications Procedures. So all of those we will have reviewed, and you'll see here too, literature and development. Right now it says drafts coming soon. That's another email that I'll be sending out to each of you. As soon as I know that the literature and development is up, the final is up, I will let each of you know with an email. So the budget will come up here, proposed slate and recovery resumes. This would be for anybody who is a board nominee. And this is the delegate business proposal, which I think that some of you may have seen in emails. The board has a proposal for changing the delegate meeting. So if you click on that, you will see all the details. So I'm going to actually, before I stop sharing, does anybody have any questions that they would like the screen still on for?
Not for the screen on, but I have a question. So when one registers as a delegate mentor, I have found in the several times I've done that, either no one connects with me, or I feel like we're not connecting very well, or I'm wondering for those who are thinking about being a delegate mentor, if they're where the guidance is. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Sometimes we find that there are more mentors than there are mentees. So it may very well be that there are extras. And so that I would say is a possibility. In terms of who sort of guides that process along, that would be me. So please contact me directly.
I had my hand up
earlier. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, I can't remember if I registered or not. So how do we know if we registered or not?
I happen to have a list right here. Mary P.
Yes, Texas.
Texas, thank you for registering. You have registered.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Frankie. Frankie.
Just a quick question on the literature for development. I think last year it was 1 or 2 weeks before the conference. Are we still expecting a similar deadline?
Frankie, I didn't hear all of your questions.
Ready for our... Oh, it might be my internet connection. Sorry.
I think Frankie was asking about the literature and development.
With the literature in development.
I'd be happy to speak about that when my turn comes up. Thank you for the question.
Go ahead, Linda, and then Alicia.
Okay, I just had a similar question in terms of all of the content, the budget and so forth. When do you anticipate that being posted?
My anticipation is, my understanding is that everything has to be posted 30 days before the convention. Perhaps, Juliana, you could address that?
Yes, that is correct. 30 days before the convention.
Does that help you, Linda?
Yeah, I have to go look up the day that, does anybody know what day that is?
It's the end of May. It's the end of April.
I don't know exactly what date it is, but very close to the, I mean, it's a month before the convention. So what, April 28th or 27th or something? Yeah.
It must be May 27th is that Friday. So I guess by April 27th?
Maybe 28th would be 30 whole days. I'm not sure, but yeah, something like that.
Well, there's only 30 days.
April has 30 days, so it'll probably be the 27th.
Literature and development will have literature up on or before April 27th.
Thank you, Sandy. And my apologies if I left anybody hanging. Lori, I see your hand is up.
Hi. I'm wondering, because we need to have, all right, I need to have like a fill-in, delegate fill-in. I know you have a specific word for it, but I can't think of it right now because my brain is mushy. Now, come that day, according to the list, she's not allowed in the room if I'm okay. So, you know, like, I'd like to teach her how to be a delegate in the future, but is she, was that just an oversight that they're not on the list for people allowed to be in the room, or were they already talked about and it was a no?
There has been conversation about managing online participation, particularly in a time when we're having a hybrid meeting. So we'll have people in the room and we'll have people online. And it becomes really difficult if we have guests and online. So she is very welcome to take your place, and she's very welcome to come to all of the delegate video conferences where she would learn how to perform her role as a delegate prior to the meeting. Okay. And I think that if you want to have further conversation about that, we can do that another time.
Okay.
So please just email me and we can talk some more about it.
Thank you. One last question, sorry. Joe and Chris, the head of the convention, does somebody have their email address? Because I'm gonna wind up emailing the wrong Chris or the wrong Joe.
Go ahead, Jean.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you can just email the convention committee email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great idea. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have that off the top of my head, but I know there is a convention committee email.
Right. I didn't even think of that. Thank you so much.
And Lori, do you know where to find that email address?
I believe in the list that drops down, right?
Yes. 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 Alicia. Oh, sorry, Linda.
Sorry, I just wanted to say I love the new website.
Alicia, thank you for your patience.
No problem. If I register now and don't have an alternate that I've named because no one's volunteered yet, and then someone volunteers, who would I contact to let them know that you, okay, Jean. My other question is, when you were showing the dropdown of meetings, I noticed that my meeting said on Zoom in the dropdown, but it's in person now. And just to not confuse, because that there's another meeting that's on Zoom that used to be our meeting. So is there someone who makes website changes who I could contact about that?
Yes, I think that there, Juliana, you can probably speak to this a little bit more accurately than I can.
Yes, yes, there. I don't have that. I'm sorry. I don't have all those lists of emails on my hand, but yes, that you can just I'll text you. I'll put in the chat my email, and then I'll forward it to them because I don't have their email off the top of my head. So
thank you.
Thank you.
My just off the top of my head, you might also go take a look at what's on those, what's across the headings. And if you look at meetings, there may be a place where it says update a meeting. So just have a look there and you may find that you can do it all online without sending an email.
Yeah, that too. Thank you.
And I'm going to just come back to any further questions we have at this point because Sandy has another meeting that she needs to go to. So we're just going to switch things around a little bit. And I'd like to turn the floor over to Sandy so she can tell us about literature and development. And we'll come back to everything else. Sandy?
Thank you so much, Jean, for your flexibility. And because my camera isn't working, I'm not going to be able to share my screen, but what I did see earlier when Jean shared the screen, and as you folks saw too, the literature that will be voted on, the final drafts are not yet up. The meeting I have to go to is the literature and development meeting. We're working feverishly to bring all of these 8 chapters for your vote at the delegate meeting. Our goal is to get them up as quickly as we can. We've got several that are coming through expedited review. That's the last stop along the way. And we're not going to hold on to them and release them all at once. We're going to put them up on the website, the delegate website, as soon as they clear expedited review. So they'll be kind of popping up, maybe onesie, twosie, but we will have everything up so that you are able to review them, take them to your meetings and discuss them by April 27th, no later than April 27th. So what we have coming to you for vote are 8 proposed chapters for our COSA basic text. And those are step 12, concept 6, 7, 8, and 9. And then 3 tools, one of which is the Serenity Prayer, one is Honesty, and one is Practicing Gratitude. So all of those chapters are now either in expedited review, getting ready to be released, or they're on their way to expedited review. And if you are a first-time delegate, the process on this is lengthy and a chapter may be in the works for over a year. We start with the steps, traditions, and concepts. It starts with a survey, and we send those surveys out via COSAs in the Know, that weekly newsletter on Wednesdays. So you would have an opportunity to share your experience, strength, and hope through those surveys on your experience working step one or whatever the topic is. Then all of that survey information is taken back and given to the writer. And the writer will begin crafting that chapter using your voices in conjunction with their own personal voice. From there, it moves to getting polished up. The writer will let her one-on-one editor know that the chapter is ready to go through that first round of editing. When it gets polished up at that point, it goes to something we call group editing. And then 8 to 10 people on the committee begin to comb over that proposed chapter. They're looking for everything, you know, spelling, syntax, grammar, punctuation, and it gets really cleaned up. Once it's at that stage, when it's gone through group editing, we send it back out to the fellowship. We want your feedback once again. We want you to read it, see if it resonates with you. If you have suggestions, things you'd like to add or see tweaked a little bit, there is a very, there's a template for it. There's a format for it. And you've got 3 months to provide that feedback. Once the feedback has all been collected, it goes back to the original writer and gets incorporated to the larger document. It takes one last turn. Once the feedback from the fellowship has been incorporated, it goes back to group editing one more time, and then off to expedited review. So these chapters get a lot of attention to detail. They get a lot of, it's a collaboration between the committee and the fellowship. It's very important that everyone's voice is heard. We value that feedback. It is precious to the committee. And so that's why it takes a long time, because it is this ongoing conversation between the writers and the editors and the fellowship's experience, strength, and hope. So that's where we're at now. When you are reviewing these documents that come up on the website, because there's been so much collaboration, the point at which it goes to the delegate meeting, it becomes a pass or fail only vote. We won't be looking to take edits and suggestions from the delegate floor. It's a pass or fail vote. That can sound scary, but when you think about the life cycle of a chapter and it being oftentimes over a year in the making, and so many, this ongoing conversation between the committee and the fellowship, it makes sense that the end result is pass or fail. If a chapter should fail, it will probably be Sarah P. Facilitating that portion of the delegate meeting. She will ask very specific for information on very specifically what needs to change. And then we can take it back and retool just that portion. So that's our goal, to get all of those chapters up on or before the 27th. And I would invite any questions that you might have in the little bit of time that I have left. Did I scare you guys?
Sandy, I think you were just very thorough. Thank you very much for being with us today. I understand that you have to leave. So I'll ask one more time. Does anybody have any questions for Sandy before she scoots off? All right, Sandy,
not a question. I just do want to say that the literature committee does an enormous amount of work. They're very thorough, very careful. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. You'll notice on some of the things that come over, especially the balance, it's signed Love the Literature Committee. We love this work. We love this fellowship. And gathering and amplifying all the COSA voices is absolutely priceless to us. Thanks for letting me be here. I really appreciate it. And if you do have questions, please email the Literature in Development Committee. That email address can be found on the website. Or please let Jean know and she can reach out to us. Thank you very much.
Sandy, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Now we're going to go into the 12 traditions. And do I have a volunteer who might read the 12 traditions, which I will screen share? Mary, thank you. It's going to come up in a minute. Let me just close this. There it is.
Okay, the 12 traditions of COSA. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon COSA unity. Number two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Number three, the only requirement for COSA membership is that our lives have been affected by compulsive sexual behavior. The members may call themselves a COSA group, provided that, as a group, they have no other affiliation. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or COSA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to those who still suffer. We do this by practicing the 12 steps ourselves. Six, a COSA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the COSA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every COSA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, COSA should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, COSA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, COSA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the COSA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. We need guard with special care the anonymity of all program members. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I'm Mary, a grateful recovering COSA.
Thank you, Mary. So I know that we sort of stopped the questions a little early in order to get to give Sandy a chance to talk about literature and development. Were there any questions that anyone had that you'd like to ask now?
Hi, Shilpa, I had a question. I just wanted to reconfirm the date and time. It's Friday, May 27th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, correct?
That is correct.
Do you have any idea exactly when they'll give out the agenda so I can plan my day? I'll be doing online Zoom sessions.
I don't know that. Juliana, do you know that?
No, I don't know when that agenda will come out. I'm sorry. I would assume as soon as possible, but I'll ask to see if I can get a date.
I understand that the board chair is working on that now. Marlene, do you have a question?
A comment, if I may?
Certainly.
So from my experience as a delegate, the time frame is very tight, very well organized, and moves on with no time to go and do other projects during the day.
Thanks for the update.
This is Linda. I mean, I do have a memory of a lunch break. Yes. And a couple other small breaks. So I don't want anybody be scared, like, geez, I'm going to have to be chained to my computer for however many hours. I mean, there are breaks written into the agenda. And so for those of us who will be on Zoom, we get to have lunch during the lunch break or whenever, because I mean, it's all different time zones. But yeah.
Thank you, Linda. You know, they're like 5-minute breaks and then maybe a 15-minute break. But pretty much it's moving along from like 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Lori? You're muted.
I'm glad to hear I don't have to buy the adult diapers. I think what Marlene's trying to say too, and correct me if I'm wrong, Marlene, is that even though it might be scheduled, we might have a 15-minute break scheduled for like 10:15. If it's 10 o'clock and we've gotten all of our business done, we'll take it then. So it's hard to plan that out. That's all I want to add to that.
Thank you.
I have a question. Just can you give me a general sense of the content of the day? Like if we don't have the agenda, what typically gets voted on aside from literature, and like what are the topics of discussion in a typical delegate meeting?
I happen to have last year's in front of me, so I can sort of tell you, well, not quite in front of me, but I can get it up for you. I hope I didn't say that too quickly. What I can tell you, I don't see it off the top of my fingertips. It is so there will be a vote on the budget. There will be a vote on new nominees. There will be a vote on all the literature. Joanna, can you maybe fill in anything that I'm missing there?
There is the one ISO proposal that will be voting on about the delegate meetings. And then there's also, time allows, there'll be a moment at the end for like a Q&A and a breakout sessions for the different committees and different opportunities to participate and volunteer there.
And a lot of times in the past, there's been like a concept study, a little period of time where there is a concept study.
Oh, I have it. So last year, there was a meeting. The meeting was convened and welcomed. There were introductions by the board and the delegates. There was a review of the voting rules of order, guidelines for participation and safety guidelines. There was a break that appears to be a 10-minute break. Then there was an explanation of board nominees, procedures, et cetera, and then a ballot. And then there was a budget discussion, and then there was another break. And then there was the results of the board election. And then there was an overview of the basic texts and chapters in development, followed by a vote on proposed chapters. Then there was a lunch break, and that lunch break was an hour. And then there was a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer, rules of order and safety guidelines refresher. There was a vote on proposed chapters. Then there was another break. There was a vote on more proposed chapters. And then there was a review of committees and opportunities for service. Then there was another break. And then there was a section for delegate questions, concerns, and comments. And then there's a little survey, an evaluation survey. And then pretty much it was a close with a serenity prayer. So I would imagine that that's a fairly good outline of what it's going to look like this year.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful.
And may I add that they also recommended that we put down our comments about the different sections at the time so that we don't have to try to remember everything at the end.
Yes, so it's important to remember this is not an endurance contest. This is all about having our voice in the fellowship and really representing the voice of our meetings in a really boundaried, safe way.
You do such a good job.
I think that this COSA fellowship does a phenomenal job. Thank you, Marlene. Yes.
From the last couple of years, ever since the meeting format has changed to Zoom, we have also allowed any attendee to attend as well. So do I imagine it's the same this year?
This year, the only attendees on Zoom will be delegates or alternate delegates when the delegate is not there. So it's one person per meeting.
I see.
There could be one delegate who is representing several meetings in terms of hearing things, but that delegate only has one vote. So all delegates have one vote only, even if they are taking notes for several meetings.
Okay, I understand. But I thought that others could attend.
You can attend in person, but due to the complexities of trying to manage online voting and all the rest of it, there are no, this year we are not welcoming visitors unless they are alternate delegates holding
I see.
A place for the delegate.
And did I misunderstand? I thought that the online delegates are not allowed to vote.
No, online delegates have a vote. It's just another way of getting the vote through.
I see. Okay.
Yes. So online delegates will probably be the majority this year. So it's a really important voice of the fellowship online.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm very conscious of time wherever you are. It's 2 minutes past the hour. Oh, Lori, you're muted.
Okay. I just want to clarify. So if my delegate alternate is there in Atlanta with me, she can come into the meeting with me. Just
yes,
one of us can vote.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I'm so relieved. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all for your questions. If you have any more questions, just email them to me. I'm very available. And I want to remind everybody that our first mandatory, our first of three, okay, it's our next meeting will be April 9th or April 10th. And that is the first time we will have an opportunity to review the voting procedure. Yes.
Today is April 10th.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Take two.
It's not today. We're done with this meeting. We're not going to do any voting. My apologies. I have the wrong sheet of paper. So thank you for that. It is April 23rd for the first one on Saturday and April 24th for the second one on Sunday. And that's when we will have our first opportunity to have the voting procedure discussed and to have voting tests or voting polls. So we will do that on Saturday and Sunday, and then that will be followed up by two additional ones in May. So I'd like to just close with a serenity prayer now. So if we can all just take a deep breath and join me. And let's make it the we version of the serenity prayer. God, grant us the serenity.
To accept
everything and not change.
Courage
to change the things we can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.